pep.
Go.
Okay, hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Hoes and Tricks. So on today's episode, we're talking about blocking your exes, guys on dating apps, and sex. So we'll let's start talk about with sex,
baby.
I guess
let's
start
talk about you and
sex.
Me.
Start us off, Linda.
What are we talking about? I haven't had sex in forever. So you're the one who's become
like
so experienced. Tell me more.
Where we are right now in vicinity mm-hmm. to other, in relation to other humans' ears.
They'll be fine.
Very shysty.
Literally, they'll be fine. Grown ass
So
adults.
What did you ask me?
Tell me about your sex life. What's going on? Because right now, mine is stale.
Well, I don't know. Yours isn't stale.
Mine's a raisin compared to your grape.
Mine, it's been a week and a half, so mine hasn't even been. I will say it's been, I don't know, it's been okay. Like, literally just had a pregnancy scare.
tell us more about that.
Okay, so basically, it's literally like the last 5 weeks have just been
a whole fucking mess.
But it's fine. Basically, this one guy, like the day before my period, and I got my period, so I was like, oh, like, I'm in the clear. Then I tell Linda, and she's like, no, you have to wait until your
next
month's
period.
Period.
Yeah, because it takes, like, 28 days.
And I was like, oh, you're joking. So even though I was, like, currently on my period, like, I'd be trying to go to sleep and randomly it popped into my head.
I'm going to be pregnant.
And I was like, Because, and in that same month, like, a week after, like, right after I got off my period, like, a few days after, then I, like, fucked this other guy, and he was like, I don't want to use a condom, and I was like, okay!
Literally, she told me that, and I was like, why would you ever let, no.
Yeah,
we
and then
don't
I
do
let
that.
Him do it again.
Yeah, I know, you dumb bitch.
But then I got my period, so, like, it's all fine. But, like, don't do what I did is all I'm
this
saying.
This is a cautionary tale.
Jesus.
Do not
so anyway,
do what Vanessa
does.
That
entire month, I thought I was pregnant. But I'm
yeah.
Like, and, like,
literally last month.
The dick was bomb, so I can't wait to see it again.
Okay. Shout out to
we're not
your little.
No. We're not shouting anything
shout out.
Out
to your little
shout out
zaddy.
To my pregnancy scare for keeping me awake at night. Love you, bitch.
Always on the back of my mind. Yeah, she's been more active than I have been lately. So fucking unfortunate, honestly. It's not like I haven't had the opportunity. I've just been I've been a little bitch. I know. It's because I'm talking to two guys at the same time, and I just never know which one to go home with, and then I end up just going home by myself.
No, that's not
stop
even the
it.
Thing.
Yes, that
you're
is the
both
thing.
Kind of annoying. So she always has to pick her battles when it comes to who she wants to go see. So the past like 2 weekends, she's just not even trying to do it with them because she doesn't want to deal with their attitude. But this week, she's ready to deal with their attitude
and Mother
no
Nature.
No, and Mother Nature is creeping around the corner like Auntie Flo. We don't need to see you right now. Step back.
Yeah, and neither one of them have hit me up, which, honestly, it's starting to piss me off, because I need y'all to do better, okay? If I'm gonna be out here trying to put up with your shit, even though, I mean, obviously I like them, but, like, if I'm out here putting up with your shit, I'm gonna need you to put in a little more effort to give me attention! Damn, it's not so hard!
I need attention!
I hate you.
I
literally need it. I'm like Tinkerbell. I die if I don't get enough attention. Thank God for Vanessa, because this bitch FaceTimes me every day.
You call me, bro. Don't even.
Why are you exposing me like this?
Okay,
I'm trying
say,
to sound like a hood.
Don't even act
shut
brand
the fuck
new.
Up. Shut
all
the
right.
fuck up. We're done.
Stop being hurt. Hop off the topic then. Ain't shit ass.
All right, what's our next topic? We are running through these so quickly.
Guys on dating apps.
Okay. Oh, actually, we were just swiping through your Tinder.
We
earlier,
were, in fact.
And literally,
and
we agreed on all the ain't shit ass niggas. We were like, no.
Field because all the hot guys just ran probably onto like Hinge and Bumble.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so no. Like,
I literally,
no.
I don't know anyone who uses Tinder anymore.
You know what? I don't think people go around telling people that they use Tinder like that. So that's probably why you don't know anyone who uses Tinder anymore.
Except you.
I mean, listen. That's how I found... you know what? Yeah.
That's your bomb-ass dick.
We met and we became acquainted and never again. Just never again. Not the pregnancy scare, not the dick.
Not the dick will return. That it'll be back.
We'll be back in a few days. For sure.
In a few days. All right.
I'm bloated.
Where the fuck? Where the fuck did that come from? I'm bloated. It's because you eat too much.
I do eat too much. I'm probably gonna eat again before I go to sleep tonight.
Yeah, same. Are you high right now?
Because
I am feeling it. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm trying.
Okay, you guys, we've been laughing for the past 3 days about this meme. This meme that she sent me I was fucking...
If we describe it to you, it's literally not it's funny. You're going to hear it and you're going to be like, okay. But if you saw what we saw...
But it's also because we're
we
both...
make a Twitter.
We're
so
both
we can
fucking
share that
dumb bitches.
Oh my just god. Just because...
Like, she was like, oh, I'm going to send you something. She was on the train, and I was already at home. She was like, I'm going to send you something. You're probably going to think it's not funny. I literally, I open it, and I just start dying on the fucking phone. And she was like, bitch, I didn't find it that funny, but now that you're dying of laughter, it's hilarious to me. And
she
so
called
now,
me, and she just, oh, my God.
Now, every time we're together, we think about it, and we just start laughing, and it's like giggles, too. It started again! Oh, my God!
It just hits you really fucking hard, because it hit us again in the restaurant we just had dinner in, and oh, my God, like... 20 minutes, basically. We were just...
laughing.
Dying. And then I couldn't breathe.
This lady... Like, yeah, no, seriously. After a while, your chest starts...
My whole,
starts
like...
to hurt.
All my abdominal muscles.
All right. She has abs now.
Constrict. And, oh, my God, it just hurts. I do not have abs right now. I'm bloated.
For the 10th time tonight, I'm bloated.
Because I am.
Okay, like, thanks for sharing that with the world. Oh, okay. Who said something about
it? Six-pack of birth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. No, we're done. No, shut up. Fuck. Shut the fuck up. This whole podcast is gonna be of us laughing. It's gonna be of us laughing for no fucking reason, you dumb bitch.
Why is it still going?
Yes. I didn't say we were done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I fucking hate this bitch.
Oh my god.
I'm fucking dying.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, seriously. I'm just going to be like, we're having technical difficulties.
We are.
Catching our breath. I should put a warning in here and just be like, for the next 3 minutes, we die of laughter. Error. Okay. Shut the fuck up. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Guys on dating apps. So, I'm on Hinge right now, but like, I don't know. I don't really talk to anybody. I recently went on a date with a guy from Hinge.
Ooh,
fucking tragic.
Tragic, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, seriously. And first of all, when I went on the date, I told my friend Patrice to come with me because I had a feeling he was going to be a little, like, not creepy, but, like, a little weird. So Patrice sat two tables, like, next to us, and I was so grateful for that. He walks in, he's like a little flamboyant, so automatically I'm like, okay, this dude is like gay.
No, it's my fine. God, it's fine. Put that in there.
It's fine, whatever. It's too late.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I was like, okay, he's gay, whatever. But maybe he's not ready to come out yet. It's fine, you know? There are people out here. And I support, there's nothing wrong with gay people. Isn't I support
the guy,
them.
The guy from this past
yes,
night?
Okay. Yes. And so we're like, we order drinks, we order food, blah, blah. Okay, long story short, this guy talked only about himself, and honestly every time there was like a pause I was thankful for it. I didn't even say anything during the pauses because I knew that as soon as I started talking he would fucking cut me off. That's how much he would talk. So anyway, I was like, okay, the date, it's like 5 o'clock, and one of my exes coincidentally hits me up and he's like, hey, do you want to do a photo shoot? And I was like, yeah, sure,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah. Wait, he was one of your exes?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. He's like, do you want to do a photo shoot? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And so I used that as an excuse to get away from this guy. And I was like, hey, I have to go. I have a photo shoot actually lined up. And he was like, oh, okay, what time do you want to go? And I was like, right now. But I'm going to go use the bathroom first. So I went to the bathroom. I came back. The check was out. And I was like, hey, do you want to split the bill? And he was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And he takes out $20 cash. Our bill was like $35. He takes out $20 cash, and I don't carry cash around with me, so I took out my card and I put it in there. And the waitress takes the check or whatever, and she comes back. She's like, "Hey guys, how do you want to split this? Like 20 on the like 20 cash, and then the rest on the card. Like how do you want to do this?" And he like flat out doesn't even look at me. He looks at the waitress. He's like, the 20 is yours to keep as like tip, and then you can put the rest on her card. And I was like, is this how we split the bill now? Like, I'm really fucking confused. Yeah. But like also in that moment I was just ready to fucking get the fuck out of there, so I was like, yeah, it's, and then he like looks at me, he's like, wait, is that fine with you? And I was like, yeah, definitely, it's fine. And so then the waitress, she was, like, really grateful for a $20 tip, mm-hmm. which she didn't really deserve because she didn't really do anything. But literally bring us our drinks. But it's fine. I was like, okay, she's getting tipped $20. I'm paying for his meal and my, like, our drinks together on my card. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm never going to see him again in the back of my head. But, like, literally, we were getting out of the restaurant and it was a bar. We're getting out of the bar, and he's like, oh, I'd really like to see you again. And me being the fake bitch I am, I was like, oh, yeah, sure, definitely, whatever. He's like, yeah, send me some of that African music. And I was like, what goodness. The? Yeah, I didn't even tell you guys. He was, he's a music teacher.
Oh, is he now?
For kids. But, is like, he's one of those people who's like, oh, I've been to Cuba with my music. I've been to this place with my music. And my buddy's a producer and blah, blah. I'm telling you, that whole date was a fucking disaster. Never fucking again. As soon as the day was over, I literally blocked him, his number. Because I know. And honestly, I've been ghosted before and it sucks. But, like, dude. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Whatever, it's fine. It happens to the best of us. Learn from the experience and move on. So yeah, that was an awful date, but that was like the first bad date that I've had off of Hinge. So thumbs up to Hinge.
Yeah.
This is not sponsored by Hinge, by the way. Or Tinder, because fuck Tinder. But yeah, that was my war story. You haven't been on any dates.
I've been on one, and it wasn't very good.
Oh, what? You didn't tell me about that.
I told you about it.
When?
When it happened.
You're a liar.
I'm being dead ass.
You're literally a liar.
I'll tell the story. Anyway, so it was like a whole semester of me hearing that one of my guy friends liked me, right? So I was like, oh, like, I really hope he doesn't say anything because, like, I did not see him in that way.
Oh, yeah,
and
you
I
told
didn't
want
to deal with, like, confrontation and, it, like, not breaking someone's heart. But,
just
like,
it being awkward.
When you like someone, it's kind of hard to put your foot out there, you know? And so I was like, well, please don't put your foot out there on me because I don't want to be the one to tell you no.
But and she's also, literally a toe and a thumb, so.
I'm literally,
why are you
like,
crushing
I'm,
on us?
I'm gross. I don't understand. And he was... And also, on top of that, I'd heard that he liked me and three other girls. And so, like, on top of me feeling a little bit bad, I felt bad that I'd have to say, oh, I don't like you. But then I didn't really feel that bad because I was like, how much do you like me if you're going to like three other girls at the same time? Like, I'm not special. Basically, he hit me up after, like, he was, like, drinking that night. So I guess he got bold. So he hit me up and he was like, oh, like, let's, he's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, I don't know, studying. And he was like, oh, do you want to study with me at a restaurant? And I was like, this is 100% a date, but I'm going to act like I don't know what it is. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, that'd be cool. And he was like, oh, by the way, this is a date. And I was like, yeah, I'm aware. So we met up the next day and we went to this, like, little, literally shit show of a Mexican restaurant on campus. But, like, at this point, everything was going regular. The shit showness doesn't come until we get our food. So we ordered tacos with a side of rice. First of all, they were motherfucking flour tortillas, which I just feel like as an Americanized Mexican restaurant, all you had to do was offer a simple corn tortilla. A simple corn tortilla. Also, they sprinkled cheese all over my fucking taco. And I don't like cheese on my taco if you're not going to ask me first. Period. Like, I just don't like cheese.
Period.
So it was a flour tortilla and cheese. And it wasn't even that good. I literally dumped half a bottle of fucking salsa on that bitch before I ate it. But it's fine. That's not what was terrible about the date like that. So we were just talking as friends. And going into the date, I knew he liked me. He knew he liked me. And I was like, how are you going to build up this whole courage to ask me on a date? And we're not even going to talk about the fact that, like, you know, that you like me or, like, where this is going or anything. Because before the date, I was like, yeah, I'm not looking to date anybody right now. And he was like, oh, yes, it's still cool. So after the date, we went about our way and he never, like, pursued anything or said anything, which was fine. But I was also like, how are you just going to leave this open-ended like that? So, first date, worst date, only date. So, that's the only thing I have.
Okay, yeah, you did tell me that story. While you were telling that story, that fucking meme popped into my head. Oh, and I just could not resist myself.
I had!
I'm sorry.
This episode is going
to be so fucking weird.
We're so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so hot.
We should have apologized in advance. So, this was the plan. We were going to smoke and then record this smoke. So that it was, yeah. And so now we're
fun
like.
For you guys. Yeah.
Now it's like, it's gonna be weird.
No, it's really, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It's gonna be really fucking weird.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we should talk about our next trip to Greece.
Oh my god.
How fun is that gonna be?
Listen, it's gonna be a spontaneous one. Because planning just isn't.
It's not in our favor.
Like,
yeah.
Really, we will spend that money before we get anywhere close. Yeah. So we know a guy in Greece. He's going to let us stay with him, so worrying about where we're going to stay is, far, like,
is
not an
literally
issue.
Not an issue. The and their thing, economy is, no offense, trash.
So, like, so we'll be fine
with $100.
Once we get there. But the plane ticket,
yeah,
which neither bitches, one of us can afford.
These bitches are starting at, like, $1,100.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And we can't afford it in the time frame that we need to be able to afford it. So, we're just not going to Greece in the near future, but we're going to go.
Yeah, eventually.
It's on the bucket list. So is Cancun. One, and that's all we have for now.
One night, I decided to check prices out of curiosity, and a bitch found a ticket for $778. And literally, if we had booked it in that moment, we would have been fine. Like, $700 each.
Yeah.
And then, literally a second later, I checked again. It's, like, 1,000-something. And I was like, what is this? Why is this happening? But it's okay. Dreams crushed, whatever. It's fine. We'll live.
Wait, was that per person?
Yeah, $700 per person.
Oh, I thought it was for two people. Because, bitch, fuck? We that really could have been
out here.
Gone by now.
I kept telling you, Vanessa, we gotta get it. And she was like, I have a guy in a college apartment.
All right, so college is expensive. we've all figured that out.
Whatever, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not salty.
Clearly. Literally, clearly.
Yeah, I'm not salty. We're fine. Anywho, what was our next topic? I don't think we covered
sex, guys on dating apps. Oh, blocking your exes.
Ugh. Okay, this is something I need to like get better at. Burn out. Because literally, I just told a story about how my ex hit me up. But honestly, he saved me. He saved me from that date. That tragic date.
I thought he saved you, like, in life. And I was like, what did he do for you? Fuck no. What ex is this? Who is he?
He did nothing, okay?
Is he from high school?
College. Like, freshman year. When I was living with TT.
Who?
You don't
know. Was he Hispanic? No.
No.
How are you going to Hispanic? That's a yes or no question.
Because I think he's, like, half Hispanic, half black.
Oh, so he is.
I said I think, but I don't know.
We don't know. Okay, we don't
know. Yeah, he's irrelevant. Anyway. Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say.
Bring.
Do you hear me calling?
Yeah, I just think that we should actually not start blocking our exes, and here's why.
What?
I think people...
No, okay, yes. We're going to have an argument about this. Okay, speak your...
This is very ideas. Circumstantial, mm-hmm. but in the grand scheme of things, not that you should, like, have everyday conversations with them, but, like, you shouldn't go out of your way to, like, block them out of your life. Like I said, it's circumstantial, but I feel like if people are on good terms with their exes and, like, they're still friends and it's cool, I think that's what people should strive towards rather than, like, hating somebody or, like, you know, trying so hard to push someone out of your life just because you broke up. Again, circumstantially.
I don't think it's hate necessarily. It's just, like, if you broke up, obviously you broke up for a reason. Even if it's mutual, like, what other reason do you have for, like, communicating with them ever? Like, just, like, putting yourself out there. Or, like, them contacting you. Unless it's for, like, something they left behind or something like that. But, like, I literally know a guy. His boyfriend kind of cheated on him. He went out of his way to contact his, now his ex. He went out of his way. He was like, hey, your shit is, like, at my place. Come grab it. Text me before you come over. Because, obviously, he doesn't have a key anymore. And the guy that cheated on him... ended up blocking him. And so then he was like, okay, fuck you too, bitch. Bet. He blocked... he threw all of the guy's shit away. And then he ended up blocking him. So, I mean, like, obviously it depends on the circumstance. But, like, one has to block the other. Or even if you don't block each other, why are you still inserting yourself in that person's life?
I don't think
life?
It's necessarily because then even
no, but, like... not blocking them, like, especially off of social media and stuff like that, and then they get, like, let's say a new girlfriend or a new boyfriend, and you're like, it just makes you kind of look stupid, you know, in a way.
I don't know. I think minus the whole cheating scandal, I think everyone deserves, like, if you're with somebody and you break up and you find somebody better, like, you broke up for a reason, and, like, everyone is just on the path to finding, like, this is gonna sound cheesy, but, like, their true love. And so it's like, what's the point of hating on somebody who...
Not hating on them, just, like, cutting them out of your life. Like,
for
whether it's because they were being toxic, or even if they weren't...
dated, like...
Even if they weren't toxic, like, what is your reason for still having them in your life that way, you know?
That's not that way, though, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can have, like, a mature relationship and you're not gonna let the past, like, bog down on your future, then, like, what's the issue? Like, the past only has as much hold on you as you let it. So, like, are you gonna sit here and, like, dwell on what just happened?
A lot of people do. That's why they end up blocking their exes
and
to cut the ties.
Saying, like, if people can get
past that...
Are
we agreeing
to
disagree? Like, is this what's happening?
Because I feel like if people can get past that, that they can just have a regular relationship with their ex, even though they dated. But I do agree that in some cases, the past should be left in the past in order for somebody to be able to move on.
Yeah. Okay, well. Thanks for listening to us. Listen for about 30 minutes. Laugh.
Was it 30 minutes?
Laugh for about 30 minutes, guys. That's the end of that. We'll probably release another episode next week with less laughing, hopefully.
Oh, God.
Because we are literally, I am apologizing.
We're fine. I mean, it's fine. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.